identifying other women in my life that were hosting things and sitting in their facilitating skills and sitting under their leadership and observing. I think that's so important, you know, as leaders, that we can be a participant and observer, and also be leaning into the courage to lead. So my journey really began with me attending lots of different styles of leadership and styles of facilitating, and listening and learning and having my own felt sense experience of what it feels like to be in a circle and to start being more vocal and sharing. And there's so much leadership that happens when you're actually just sitting in the circle.
Hello, and welcome to all of you beautiful souls tuning in today to the Heart of the Soul podcast. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Amana, and I am so happy that you are here and listening. This is a space where we explore what it means to be wild women walking upon this earth, connecting about that which unites us all. I invite you to sync to the cycles of the moon with me, with new episodes on full and new moons. Together, we will unearth that which is often unseen and unspoken through the ancient ritual of storytelling. It is my hope that soaking in these stories will bring you closer to your own innate knowing and center you into a more embodied, alive version of your beautiful, unique self. Today is Monday, November 6th, 2023. The moon is waning right now, moving towards a new moon on the 13th. I am currently in Mississippi in our little tiny home. I know you have heard me talking about Mother Circle facilitator training, and also offering Mother Circle myself in January. So today I have a wonderful treat for you. I have Jessica Connolly with me, who, along with Kimberly Ann Johnson, taught the Mother Circle facilitator training I was honored to be a part of. I truly enjoyed getting to learn from Jessica in this training, growing my ability to facilitate, diving deep into the depths of motherhood, building culture, and supporting both the individual and the group. So, Jessica, I would love for you to take a moment to introduce yourself in whatever way feels good, and then also take a moment to share what you are sensing in your own heart and soul this November morning.
Thank you, Amana, for having me. Such an honor to get to dive into the heart and soul of Mother Circle with you today. I am a mother, and I have four daughters, and my oldest is 16, and then I have a 13-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 6-year-old. So along with getting to be with you women and learn to facilitate together, I'm in the throes of mothering lots of different ages and stages of girls. And that reality, that lived everyday reality, is a constant inspiration to me in the work that we're doing and that we're doing together. And it is a constant reminder of how needed it is for us to learn how to be together, learn how to come together and mine the wisdom of womanhood, of motherhood, because I'm raising these daughters and I'm raising them to hopefully know wisdom and to know their bodies and to know how to be with others in a way that's healing and whole. And so that is fresh on my mind because it is my lived reality. Also, what's fresh on my mind is that the way of gathering and circling together has impacted my daughters in a really profound way. And I also, along with some friends that I gather with, we have lots of daughters. And so we see the need for our daughters to understand how together and why it's important. So before COVID happened, we formed this little girls gathering, girls circle called Wolfpack. Mm-hmm. We took a little break during COVID, like we all did. And then just this past, well, weekend, yesterday, we reignited Wolfpack under some beautiful trees in the middle of the city of San Diego. And since then, the younger ones in our little community have come to the age that they're old enough to actually be a part of Wolfpack. And so we initiated them into this circle, and it's all about, it's wisdom, and it's us mothers sharing our wisdom with them, and it's them learning to learn from each other and how to be in a circle and how to listen well and how to take care of each other's hearts. But part of the initiation was that we gave each of them their own little wolves. So what's fresh on my heart is just the beauty of our own journeys as mothers, and the beauty of how that impacts and can impact our daughters.
Absolutely. I know one thing that, yeah, I love about Mother Circle, that you guys did this, and it's a practice that I had in circles prior, was, yeah, introducing our lineage and, you know, the women that came before us. Because like you say, we are influenced by the women who came before us, and we're here because they were here and they, you know, held us and grew us and raised us.
Yes. Yes. The big picture lineage thinking is really important. And also, again, an inspiration to me in the work of this to share, to know that we came from, the wisdom has come from the women that have come before us, and that we carry this responsibility to continue to share it with our daughters and the daughters around us.
Mm-hmm. And so for me, like, I was a little kid who always knew I wanted to be a mom. And like, since I was, I think, less than 2 years old, I was like trying to mother my next door neighbor. She was 15 months younger than me, and I was doing all the things, and just have been lifelong sort of obsessed with babies and birth, and, you know, started attending births before I birthed my own babies. But I know that that's quite unusual in our culture. A lot of times women are experiencing the first birth that they witness is the one of their own children. I wonder for you, what, you know, did you always know you wanted to be a mother? I think I heard on another podcast you were working as an academic marine biologist when you had your first daughter. And I just wonder what, if you can share a little bit about what that was like and your transition into mother and what you knew or what you didn't know before that journey began.
Yes. And sorry, I have to pause for a minute.
Yeah, it's okay.
Hear a knock. Yes. So I was working as a marine biologist when I found out I was pregnant. I did want to be a mother, but it felt like this very far off concept that I wasn't sure at what point I would bridge that gap and experience motherhood. Mm-hmm. So when I found out I was pregnant, I had no idea what to do. And the interesting thing about that is that I was a biologist, a trained biologist, and I had no concept of what was happening in my body. And so it was a very profound time in my life to realize I've studied the human body, and I am interested in this, in biology, and yet there's so many things I haven't learned about my own.
Yeah. And did you understand your cycle and like your fertile window and things like that?
I had actually started to understand that. There's some curiosity about my cycle and about, you know, the rhythms of my cycle. But in terms of birth, pregnancy, how I would want a birth to go, where I would want to birth, who I would want to be there, none of those things were on my radar or online at all. And so that began a whole new type of research for me. And I was captivated by it. I was absolutely captivated by it. And after giving birth to my daughter, I experienced, I mean, it's just hard to even now give words 16 years later to that experience. Sure. Yeah. Because it's just like, there's nothing that compares to it in everyday life. Mm-hmm. But what it did for me is that it awakened something and it opened up a totally new portal of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have,
like, I feel like this is one thing that we don't talk about much in like matrescence, or, you know, the transition into mother is like the journey into the underworld that most women experience also with this transition, which is part of the mother circle and the facilitator training. Like, did you experience that type of like underworld journey? Had you had an underworld journey before that? If you did have one in that experience?
Birth was definitely the first underworld experience that really rocked me.
Mm-hmm.
It sent me to the very depths of myself. And then coming back up out of that experience and looking back on how deep and how the depths that I went to, and the parts of myself that I was able to explore and just didn't even know were there.
Mm-hmm.
Parts of my own womanhood, power, resilience, capacity. I mean, these were just like chambers in my psyche that were totally unexplored.
Yeah.
And so that was that experience of going there was totally life-changing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that really changed the course of my career and my life, because I, you know, when you feel a sense of calling, it's like you can't not do the thing. It's like the story of Inanna, right? And she hears the call.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, I have to go. And that's what it felt like for me with birth, because I had explored something in myself that I knew was there in every woman. And I also knew that it was accessible and there, even if we weren't in the throes of giving birth. And I had to go after that and understand what that was. And for me, that set me on the path of discovering more about feminine wisdom, understanding more about ritual and the gathering of women that has been happening throughout time. And these pathways that were totally unexplored for me. I had no mm-hmm. idea what a pathway of feminine wisdom might be. In fact, in my story, I kind of rejected a lot of what I would consider feminine.
Yeah. Did you have any, like, okay, so I have two questions. So what do you know, or what stories were you told about your own birth and like your mother's experience of mothering you? And then, shoot, I just forgot the second part of the question I wanted to ask you. It'll come to me.
I'll answer the first one and then it'll
come.
Mm-hmm. The stories I heard about my own birth were actually very positive. When my mom tells the story of my birth, she does so with a similar awe and wonder that I mm-hmm. felt,
mm-hmm.
and maybe going into it with a similar amount of, I'm not sure what I'm getting myself into,
mm-hmm.
and experiencing birth. And my birth was fairly, it was a natural birth. It was one that I hear my mom talk about with just, total awe
mm-hmm.
of going through the birth experience and then finding herself on the other side of that, a mother, and being and having her world be just totally turned upside down, but in a good way, mm-hmm. turned upside down in the sense of like, wow, I had no idea that I would feel these things, or that, you know, all of these things would change. So I went into my own birth stories with a lot of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had heard that story from my mother,
mm-hmm.
And I did experience something very similar in terms of my whole world coming apart and coming back together, looking very different. So yes, there's an aspect of that is very underworld, because you're having to find yourself in all of the parts of your life again.
Mm-hmm.
But also my experience is that as I'm finding myself, I'm also, there's so much more of me there to find.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I had accessed so many different parts of me that I didn't even know existed. So it was a powerful journey of even finding myself career-wise, quitting my job as a marine biologist because I didn't want to leave my daughter. And then
very priorities quickly, and values totally shift, right?
They totally shift. I had no idea I would feel that way after working so hard to get to a thing and then realize there's no way I can continue with my life looking like this.
I sort of speak to, for me, my own experience with, I feel like each birth that I've had has been, I've been transformed. I birthed myself in a new, like I rebirth as also like into that mother of that child. Cause you know, each birth, each pregnancy is a unique experience with, and each child mothering them is also unique. So I'm also was curious about, you sort of mentioned, circles and ritual and ceremony. I wonder, like for me, myself, I feel like I was really introduced to that. Like the first time I got to like, I was invited to a circle and got to sit in a group of women, I was in my like mid late 20s, and it changed me, and it made me understand like how important that is. And like since then, I've got to sit in many circles and then lead circles myself and understand, like, I don't know if you've read that book, like The Millionth Circle, but just how important it is for women to gather and be together and have that sacred space of only women. I wonder for you, like, where did that begin for you? What was your journey like with circling and gathering and ritual and ceremony with women?
Well, after my first daughter was born, that's when I felt that call to women's work, but really to birth.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I feel like I can look back and know that I was called to birth in those years, because that's the place that I feel like I was formed and trained, essentially formed on this journey of understanding more about women's wisdom. So I, soon after my first daughter was born, began researching and learning everything I could about birth. And right after my second daughter was born, she was maybe 2 weeks old. You know, I have her tied on my body with a wrap. And my midwife, who had attended the birth, I had been talking to her about, I need to attend births. I need to become a doula. Like, I have to do this. Like, I have to be around birth. So when my second daughter, Shiloh, was 2 weeks old and tied onto the front of my body, she invited me to a doula circle that she led. She co-led with another midwife. So the first time I sat in a circle of women was then, when I was newly postpartum and had to be there. Like, I had to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mostly birth workers, midwives, doulas. And I remember just feeling so much resonance in my entire body. Like, this is exactly where I need to be. I had spent lots of time in other spiritual settings. So this isn't my first time gathering with people around a common value or a common spirituality or a common concept. That was part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the first time, to answer your question, that I sat in a circle of women in the way that we're talking about. Yes. With ritual, with witnessing, with storytelling. And it felt very foreign to me, even though, again, I was very familiar with a certain kind of gathering. It was very foreign in the sense that, these rituals were new. This way of being together is new. The kinds of stories they're telling are new. But it also felt like the most familiar thing I had ever heard. Like, I had heard it, like I had been there 1,000 times, even though it was my first time showing up.
Mm-hmm.
So in that first circle,
can I just ask you a detailed question?
Or
like, in that first circle, were you comfortable with verbalizing and sharing and talking to yourself. I asked that because I just you telling it in this detailed way made me remember that I, like the first several circles, I would like pass the talking stick, or I had a hard time using my voice and sharing and talking.
I remember feeling like such a sponge, like I just wanted to soak up what everybody else was saying and doing. And because I was in a circle of birth workers, and I was an aspiring birth worker, but not yet, I had not yet attended a birth as a doula. I definitely can imagine that I was a little quieter, and I was just like, just soaking everything in. And over time, I ended up attending that circle for many years.
Wow.
And that was the gateway for me to all the other things that were, that came after that, and that I learned were possible. But the midwife that invited me to that circle is still a friend of mine. And this is a sweet part of the story. Just this weekend, she reached out and asked if myself and another midwife would lead the mother blessing for her daughter. So speaking of circle, it was a really full circle moment where I was able to facilitate a circle with her there as a participant for her daughter, who's now having a baby. And you know, it wasn't lost on me that all these years later, I got to facilitate something for her because she gave me such a gift in inviting me into that circle.
Could you just, I have talked about mother blessings and blessing ways on this podcast, but I would love for you to maybe share for maybe someone who's listening and they haven't heard me speak about it in other episodes, what is a mother blessing? And then I know you have a guide that maybe you could insert that here as well as at the end.
So a mother blessing is a circle for a pregnant mama, and it's a gathering of the women around her that love her and that support her. And it happens in the case of the one this weekend, it was within a baby shower. So there was all the baby shower elements kind of around us. And then in the middle, we had some beautiful blankets laid on the grass. And we had some symbols that her mom had brought that were meaningful to her that were placed in the middle with some candles, like a little altar. And family and friends gathered around in the shape of a circle. And a mother blessing is a chance to really take some time to honor and witness the mother and name the huge transition that she is going through from maiden to mother, similar to what we've been talking about today, that there's this unseen journey. There's an underworld journey. There's all the seen, there's the beautiful belly, and there's some seen parts. But there's an unseen part that we go through as women when we become mothers. And a mother blessing is a chance to honor that journey and to show the pregnant mama that as her community and her friends and her family, that we see what she's, we see that journey that she's on. She's not alone. Mm-hmm. We see it. Many of us have been through it, and we're there to offer wisdom and gems from our own experiences. Mm-hmm. So we had a time of, we each brought a bead, and that bead was a symbol of our words of wisdom and encouragement, mirroring back to that, to her, what she carries and how, you know, she will carry this, these aspects of her into motherhood. And so each person shared either some words of wisdom or a poem represented by this bead. And at the end, the beads were strung into a bracelet that she could wear as an actual tangible symbol of the support that she has. So when there are those moments, underworld moments of feeling alone or feeling at the end of your capacity, that it would be a reminder that there's a circle of wise women around her that are holding her. In a network of love and in a network of support. And then also a mother blessing gathers those that would, that will then come around the mama after the baby is born. And it's a way for us as a culture to to build in the support that has not necessarily been there postpartum. So it's not, it's a mother blessing is not just about celebrating the baby. It's celebrating that unseen journey of the mother, but it's also coming around her after and holding her and providing the universal needs that women have after they give birth. So it's a simple ceremony. It has the elements of ritual and gathering and ceremony. And every time I have either been a part of a mother blessing or had the honor to lead one, it's just so deeply meaningful.
Yes, so impactful.
In that mother, being held in that way.
Yes. I remember when in both of the ones that I had, they also had the beads and they strung a necklace, and I wore those necklaces like when I was birthing those babies, and just really felt all of that support. And
it feels important that in every community where there is, you know, where one of our women are is pregnant and is going to go on that journey, it feels so important that there's somebody in that community that can raise their hand and say, I know how to mark this moment. I know how to gather us up and to mark this moment. So Kimberly and I created a mother blessing guide that would help somebody that maybe hasn't ever led a mother blessing go through the steps of gathering a few supplies and knowing how to guide the group and how to encourage the mother. And so we created a little guide that would help someone lead a mother blessing for someone in their life.
Wonderful. I'll definitely include that link. I know I've looked at it. It's such a beautiful, the way that you wrote it out. It's, yeah, because so many people, I think, feel called to it, but also, yeah, have that fear, especially like the first time. And I get that. I know my first time like facilitating things, it is a growth edge and took some time to be comfortable.
Yeah, it's. And if you've never led something that maybe has the components of ritual or ceremony, it can feel overwhelming, and it can feel like, well, I don't know how to do this. And, but actually it just takes someone willing to try, because really the magic is not necessarily about the person leading or what they might say or how they might, you know, that's not the magic. The magic is pulling the women together and allowing the circle itself to bring the wisdom. And so, we really see this guide as a way to invite women into that space of leadership and give them what they need to feel confident to try it. So it's at mothercircle.com for anybody that is curious and wants to download it.
Wonderful. And so I have gotten to experience you at like this moment in your facilitating abilities, and you're like this master pro. I feel like you know so much, and I loved the facilitation you did in the training, and especially those like in teaching the different, what did we call them? The eight week arc or whatnot,
like eight classes or sessions.
Yes. But in each of those sessions, just the way that you held the space and how you spoke and your energy and your stories and what you brought. And yes, like you're telling of the Nana story. But I would love if you could share a little bit about what your journey was like when you first began facilitating and how you have grown to this moment in your facilitating.
Well, the first thing that comes to me is that it was so important in my journey to be able to sit in circles as a participant. And so I really just like went after that wherever I could, beginning with that doula circle, but also identifying other women in my life that were hosting things and sitting in their facilitating skills and sitting under their leadership and observing. I think that's so important, you know, as leaders, that we can be a participant and observer, and also be leaning into the courage to lead. Mm-hmm. So my journey really began with me attending lots of different mm-hmm. styles of leadership and styles of facilitating, and listening and learning and having my own felt sense experience of what it feels like to be in a circle and to start being more vocal and sharing. And there's so much leadership that happens when you're actually just sitting in the circle.
Yes.
Not necessarily being named the leader, mm-hmm. but in a circle environment, it's different than like attending a class where you're just learning something at a university. It's a different way of being together. Mm-hmm. So I think leadership starts from being a participant in the circle mm-hmm. and how you show up and how you share and learning the dynamics of how to listen well and when and what type of shares might be appropriate for that moment. How much of your personal story or reflection to share in that moment. So that's where it began for me. And then really my leadership began because I have four daughters, and raising them in an environment where we're engaging the unseen. So that's spirituality. That's God, that's the things outside of you mm-hmm. and the things inside of you. It's been a priority for me to create environments where we're engaging those things together, intuition. And so it really began with me leading in my own home and leading around the dinner table. Like, how do we take the natural ways we already gather? Like, we sit down and we have dinner, and we sit down mm-hmm. and we have breakfast. How do we take ordinary natural gathering spaces like that and deepen them with a conversation or a question mm-hmm. or identifying a sensation? And it's simple. It's not, you know, having to take ordinary spaces and make it super ornate or annoying. It's just simple ways to bring meaningful moments into life.
Absolutely. Have you read the book Braiding Sweetgrass by chance?
Yes, I love it.
In there, and she speaks about, yeah, ceremony turning the mundane into the sacred and the simplicities. Like you're saying, it doesn't have to be something big. It can be even like the same act, but with intention and reverence that changes Absolutely. The whole experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. Taking the mundane and making it sacred. I think it's it's a beautiful practice. Mm-hmm. And it began with my kids, because it's how I want to show up as a mother, and it's how I want to live. And it's how I want them to experience our life together.
Yeah. Your values are living out with them, and you're modeling these different ways of being for them to also do those same things and learning how to create ceremony in your home too.
Yeah.
Yes. So that
progressed into different areas and different types of, it's a curiosity. And it's, again, it's like, I think of it as like, okay, I've got this neighborhood, I've got this community, I've got these people around me, and we're all experiencing these different parts on the human journey. We're experiencing births, we're experiencing deaths, we're experiencing beginnings and endings. And my journey of beginning with birth and being around birthing women, and then understanding more about feminine wisdom, to me, part of feminine wisdom is being the one to know how to mark those moments, mm-hmm. raising my hand and saying, well, yeah, I'll step up and let's together mark this birth or mark this death or mark this ending or mark this beginning. Mm-hmm. And so it's the courage to say, hey, I'll try it.
Yeah.
Perfect. And it can be messy. And yes. I'm going to trust that you all are going to show up too. We're going to hold this space together, but I'll be the one to pull us together and guide us.
Yeah. I feel like what I also am hearing is that there was like a calling, like you have this calling, and then these opportunities came up within your community, or you saw these potentials, places where you could step up and lead and help create something. Yeah. And I would love, so Mother Circle facilitator training, like what is it? And what do you want people to know about it? And who is it for? Like,
well,
those
Mother
are a few
Circle.
big questions.
Yeah. We'll start with Mother Circle, which I know you said you've talked about before, but Mother Circle is an 8-class gathering, and it is such a beautiful journey through the arc of the unseen parts of motherhood. So, you know, in my story, I talked about how everything felt like it sort of came apart and then it came back together and my world looked totally different. And specifically, it looked totally different because my relationship to work totally changed, right? I quit my job as a marine biologist.
The paid work. Let's differentiate
work,
there
because
you do a lot of work that's unpaid.
Yes, that's the truth. My relationship with my partner at the time, right? Our relationship to sexuality changes. Our relationship to our bodies change. Our relationship to our worth in the world. All of these things shift. And so Mother Circle is a beautiful offering originally created by Kimberly Anna Johnson. And her and I then went and distilled down these 8 aspects of motherhood and created a gathering or a class that ceremonially addresses these 8 topics.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger vision is that this really feels like, I mean, this is what I wish I would have had when I was newly postpartum or I was a new mother of young children. And it was essentially what I went on this grand epic adventure to try to understand, like, what is happening with motherhood, with matrescence. So the bigger vision is that this gathering, this ceremony called Mother Circle, would be accessible to women everywhere. Mm-hmm. That there wouldn't be this sense of I'm alone in this, or what is happening to me, or why do I feel so differently about all the aspects of my life? All of these are beautiful and good questions, but Mother Circle is a place to actually address those and be with those questions in community. And so the vision is that not just that people could sign up for Mother Circle and come learn from Kimberly or I or others, but that there'd be someone in every community that is offering this women's circle. And so the facilitator training really was born out of that vision that it's not just about a few people that know how to facilitate and everyone mm-hmm. comes to them. It's about facilitation in this way, being part of our journey as women.
Yes.
And so the facilitator training equips women not just to understand kind of the pull back the curtain on these topics, which we do, which is really fun. Why do we talk about the journey of Inanna? Why are we going through the topics in this order? What's important about that? So it pulls back the curtain on these 8 topics, but it also teaches the facilitation skills of how to lead women in circle. Mm-hmm. And I love that those 2 pathways, I think, are really strong in the training. And I've experienced such a culture shift in my home from learning those facilitation skills myself and getting to weave them into so many areas of life. So I'm really excited about the women that have gone through the training and the ones that will go through the training,
mm-hmm.
the next one that come up and your journey, because it's democratizing the practice wisdom. It's saying, mm-hmm. hey, these are skills that women have had for so long. And in certain cultures, ours being one, they've sort of dimmed, you know, as other things take the forefront. But
we're remembering, we're relearning these skills that our ancestors had is sort of how I feel about it. And I also found it really helpful to me the way that you two both taught and spoke about like tending to the group and tending to the individual and tending to, you know, and when someone disagrees with what you say or the times when you might need to interrupt someone in a kind way, and like all these little things that are just like having the opportunity to practice that in the facilitator training, like just really has given me more confidence in my own facilitating skills. And I mean, there's so many things, but that's just like one that was coming up for me now when you were speaking about it, that like there are just, you can't even like share what all you, all the wisdom that you shared in this circle. It would be like impossible to fully say all of those things, but this facilitator training, I just found it to be really, really rich.
Yeah, that's a really beautiful reflection. I think that, you know, there's circles that are starting all over now, you know, several countries, and we're beginning to hear the murmurs of how it's impacting women in the different communities. And it's been really beautiful. And I would say, even if there's, you know, you're listening and there's, you have not led a circle, and maybe you haven't even been, have the access to be part of the kind of circles that we're talking about. But if there is curiosity and you feel that sense of resonance, this is for you.
Yeah. Trust that as you're calling.
Yeah. It does create a circle itself. There we become a tighter community. There's a sense of community with other women that are also learning and wanting to bring this way of life into their life and also into their businesses. So this is both a way of being together as women, but it's also an offering that many of the women are bringing into their lives and adding to the other parts of their business. So there's doulas and there's midwives and there's therapists and there's body workers and yoga teachers. And so facilitating Mother Circle and being given the full curriculum for those 8 classes is actually a way to bring an offering to your community.
Yeah, it was really helpful the way you had things written out, but then also like the spaces for us to insert our own stories and the encouraging that, and that with each session or, you know, each class, we had the opportunity to practice teaching that to another woman who was also in the class. And just getting to, even if, you know, maybe sometimes I did just kind of read through and I could see how even just that in of itself is impactful when maybe someone is first beginning and that is the way that they can move forward with it. And also to be able to use that framework and also, you know, and incorporate parts of themselves in that, which is also important, and that we witnessed you and Kimberly do in your own ways, which was so amazing to have each of you share, having both of those examples along with the examples of the women that I got to practice with.
Yeah, I do think that it meets the level of facilitation where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And we had 180 women sign up for the training that you were a part of. And so there were women in there like yourself that had experience facilitating. They had facilitated in women's circles or facilitated in different areas of their life. And there are also women that did not have a lot of experience. So the feedback that we got was that it was able to meet you where you were at.
Yes.
So that's been really helpful as we prepare for this next facilitator training and welcome the new cohort of women that are coming in and wanting to facilitate.
Yeah. So I say that partly to, yes, encourage women who maybe you have facilitated, maybe you haven't, but like this is for you where, you know, whether you have or haven't facilitated before.
Right. It doesn't require former experience in facilitation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of practicing.
Yeah. And yeah, for me, the first Mother Circle I was a part of, like not the facilitator training, was in 2020. I birthed my daughter at the end of March of 2020, right as COVID was sort of exploding. And it would have been impactful no matter when I experienced it. But for me, like Mother Circle was like such a I'm trying to think of what the right or feel into the right words to describe. It was just, it just held me in, especially that like fresh postpartum time. You know, my daughter was always there with me because she was, you know, nursing and tiny at that stage. But it really helped me to just being in that space with other women and the arc of the course and the material really helped me to become this next version of myself and to also like feel the virtual community at a time when I didn't and couldn't have like physical in-person contact with other women.
Yeah, it's a powerful circle to encounter at that point in your journey.
Mm-hmm.
Having a new baby, COVID on top of that.
Yes. And I've had the, you know, wonderful opportunity to also attend Mother Circle the years beyond that. Like I have attended Mother Circles and some might think, you know, oh, it's like the same material. Like, why would you do it again? But it's not, because as a woman, as a person, we're shifting and changing each day. And so the way that I absorb it or the women in the breakout rooms that I get to interact with, like, I'm different as I interact with Mother Circle each time. So I've just like the Jaguar course, I feel like it's one of those that like deepens each time. And there is value in repeating Mother Circle.
Yeah. And the journey of motherhood, there's so many shifts along the way. I mean, obviously birth is a huge one, a huge mm-hmm. rite of passage, but there's many rites of passage along the journey of motherhood.
Mm-hmm.
As our kids get older, as our bodies shift and change. And it's been really wonderful to be in circle with women that are at very different parts of this journey.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have new mothers, but we also are in circle with women that are grandmothers or women that are going through the empty nest years. And so that's where the wisdom comes together. And there's so much we can learn as women when we're sitting in a circle that is diverse in experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I know every time I'm, you know, even leading, it's such a profound experience for me to hear women at different parts of the journey sharing and reflecting, because the material will meets you where you're at.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Is there anything that as you led the facilitator training, is there anything that might stand out that like surprised you about the training or surprised you about the course?
Well, I just finished teaching 8 weeks of Mother Circle. It's mm-hmm. It's the online course. And one thing that surprises me is that it's honestly how profound the topics are at the different stages of the mothering journey.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've been through the material many times now and
mm-hmm.
through in different various forms, you know, teaching facilitators, being a participant in Mother Circle myself, teaching Mother Circle. And what surprises me is that, and you mentioned this already, but gathering around these topics of womanhood and motherhood, it's just so different every time. And every single time it hits, it meets us just where we need to be met. And we have the honor of our online course consisting of women that are all over the world. And so being able to hear the reflections of women across cultures, across distance, and the ways that our experience as women and mothers are so connected. Like we're all experiencing these shifts and these passages. And so the surprising part to me is each time I come back to it, it's just as profound. It's like being at a birth, right? It's like mm-hmm. I've never attended a birth where I'm not just like, just in so much awe and wonder of this
yes.
process. And in some ways, Mother Circle has felt the same, even though it's so familiar to me. I'm just blown away by how it meets the hearts of mothers and my heart,
mm-hmm.
where I'm at in my journey and where they're at in their journey. And so I believe in it so much because I've watched the ways that it has guided and held and healed and brought women together across oceans. It's been really beautiful.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you'd like women to know about Mother Circle? And then I would love for you to share like when the next one is and where they can sign up. And of course, I'll include links in the show notes, but if you just want to speak it out loud too, and where people can find you and all of that.
Yeah, so all of this lives at mothercircle.com. And there's both links to Mother Circle, the class, and also Mother Circle, the facilitator training. And our next training is coming up in February. It starts February 7th. And what I would love to offer anyone that is feeling this sense of like, wow, like this feels like A, something I just want to do because it's who I want to be in the world. B, and maybe in combination with A, I have this business as a doula or working with women, and this could be something that I could pull in to support women even more. If you're feeling any curiosity or inspiration around this, I'd love to offer like a little 15-minute discernment phone chat with you. And we could talk about how this might fit, this facilitator training may fit into your life. So you can reach out to me at jessica.connolly@gmail.com.
Okay.
And I'd be happy to speak with you about it.
And you also have a Mother Circle Instagram. Is that true?
Yep. It's mother.circle.
Okay.
And in the link tree there, you can go directly to the facilitator training, the Mother Blessing Guide that you can download for free, the Mother Circle class. Everything we've talked about here today will also be in the link in the bio there.
Is the facilitator training, how many weeks is that? Or how many facilitator classes? Training or how do you?
Yeah, it's 9 weeks. So it begins February 7th and it's a 9-week training. There we meet twice a week. And it does require that you have attended Mother Circle as a participant. Because again, like I explained, it's in my journey, it's just so important to experience it. So there will be a round of Mother Circle happening in the month of January. So if you have not yet attended one of our Mother Circles, then you'd go ahead and attend Mother Circle in the month of January, and then you would begin that 9-week training in February.
Okay, and those are two separate things to invest in.
When you sign up for the facilitator training, it does include the Mother Circle in January. So okay. It's two separate purchases, but two separate.
So if you invest in the facilitator training, that also includes a Mother Circle experience that would happen prior to the training.
Correct.
Yes. Great.
Yes.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we close here?
I'm just very grateful for you and the journey we've been on through the training and beyond. And thank you for being in this conversation with me and sharing this with your listeners.
Yes, yes. I'm so excited for more people to do this training and, you know, bring this to their communities and to the world.
Yes.
The women of the world. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Amana.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in today to the Heart of the Soul. If you love the podcast, I would be so grateful if you would choose to subscribe, rate, review, or share the show. If you feel aligned with me and my energy and are wanting to unearth your wild inner knowing, birth your baby wild and free, navigate the medical system, move through grief with integration, receive an intuitive mediumship reading, or debrief about a traumatic birth experience. I support women just like you all over the world. This is absolutely my soul's work and calling. calling to support and encourage other women from womb to tomb. I have witnessed women claim their wild, place new boundaries with loved ones, and live more fully unto themselves through my time supporting them. I believe that women claiming their sovereignty and remembering their wild will truly transform the world. Because of this, it's within my personal values to make this support as accessible as possible to all women that seek this for themselves. And this is why I have payment plans, partial scholarships, and very open to creative forms of reciprocity. To learn more or book your free connection call with me, go to my website, www.birthingnova.love. I would love to connect with you. Until next time, remember, be brave, be loved, be wild, be you, and be the change that you seek for yourself and for the generations to come.